My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Talking about, amen, the hope of our calling. Last week we started and now she's singing Well Done. Amen. That becomes part of our hope that we have in us to one day hear, praise God, what God will have to say about our performance here on this earth. Praise God. Amen. I know people show up and they say, well, this can't be done and this can't be done. Well, with God, all things are possible. Amen. And when you read scriptures and the Bible tells us, praise God, I know the devil is there. Amen. I'm not posing a threat to the church of God. I'm not posing a threat to the body of Christ. Amen. I'm a threat to the devil. Amen. Because the devil is there trying to stop everything that we can possibly do that will glorify God, that will give God the praise and give God the honor. Amen. And I thank God what we're doing right now is biblical. Most of you received this text, if you received my text or my email, but this is it. When I was writing this morning, I said, you know what? There's the verse I'm going to open up the service with. I usually pull something from the Psalms, and we'll get there in a sec, but I started with Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Amen. So don't stop now. Say, well, the organ has calmed down a little bit. You know, we'll sit down, put our hands in our pocket. No, not yet. Hallelujah. When I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me, praise God. Continually. Hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for saving me. I thank the Lord for saving me. Hallelujah. Are you thankful? Praise God. At home, welcome everyone listening. Praise God. Few of us left over here from the French side. Amen. We've been at this for, well, five o'clock now, so I got to do some math. Quarter, well, you were praying. You were playing at one. And quarter after, the prayer started. We've been at this for 4 hours. Praise God. Amen. So we're all warmed up. So at home, if you're just, and I know some of you are listening on the French side. I saw a couple of names. Amen. Some of you learning French. And, but if you're just showing up now, amen, we'll get warm. We'll get there. We'll get warmed up. Praise God. Hallelujah. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Praise God. So that's what we're doing. If you're listening for the first time, well, we're here to use whatever we have. On the French side, I sat behind the drums. Amen. The Bible talks about cymbals and high-sounding cymbals. Amen. I just came out for the last part of the last song. Amen. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I picked up the timbrel, the tambourine. This is biblical. This is scriptural. Praise God. And this morning, this is what I added, which comes from different psalms, different verses in the psalms. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name.
To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Hallelujah. Not just once in a while, but forever. Someone say forever. Praise God. We may as well do that before we do anything else. Let's put our hands up. Praise God. Maybe I'll exhort for another few seconds. Share this link. Hallelujah. Well, we're well after 5 o'clock, so people, amen, everybody should be online. Praise God. Hallelujah. But just before we pray, amen, share this link. And to your friends and your family, and they too will be blessed because I'm about to pray. Praise God. Thank God for the worship. Made, created in the image of God, we give him praise and we give him glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our brother and our sister, amen. I don't know if the others had joined with them, but Kwesi and Kaylee, my brother and my sister, were in the streets today. Amen. They gave out 2 Bibles and they helped somebody else that was in the streets with a Bible as well to be given away. And amongst the pamphlets, so maybe you're listening for the first time, maybe you were on White Avenue, downtown Edmonton, and you received a flyer that says, be ready, amen, for the return of Jesus Christ. Amen, because the Bible said, Jesus said, I'm coming back. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that we are in a position, well, the Bible says that we need to be listening. Amen. If you're not listening for the sound of that trumpet, the last trump that shall be sounded, amen, that last trump will sound and you won't hear it. That means you're going to be stuck down here. If you think it's bad today, wait till the saints leave. Because the Bible teaches us that righteousness is what exalts a nation. And there's righteousness standing right here smack dab downtown Montreal. Amen. Hallelujah. I was asked to help out a church not too far from here because their pastor has passed at 72 years of age. And the pastor's wife, she looked at my wife and I at the end of 2 days of helping them out. Amen. They asked me to preach. And I said, what kind of liberty do I have? Because if they ask me to preach and they tell me, she said, you know what to do. I'm coming to preach the word of God. But at the end of it, she sat down. She says, you know where your church is? She says, your church is right in, she said, the way she said it in French, she said, your church is in the furnace. Because it's on the corner of Papineau and just north of De Maisonneuve Street. Amen. But it doesn't matter, praise God, if I'm in the furnace. I'm sitting there to myself saying, I didn't want to interrupt as she was teaching us, or, you know, she was emptying her soul to us. And I'm sitting there going, thank God it's in the furnace, because God says, when you're in the furnace, when you're in the fire, I'll be with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I don't care if I'm going through the wasted places. Amen. I don't go alone, because he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Praise God. Amen. So put me in the furnace. Put me where God is. Put me where the waters are overflowing. I will have the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now that's for you and I on the good side. Amen. As I was saying, if you're not listening for that trumpet, if you think it's bad today, if you think this is the furnace, wait till the righteous folks are out of here. Amen. Between God and Abraham, when they figured out there's no more righteous people in these cities, Sodom and Gomorrah and 3 other cities, the wrath of God was poured out. Righteousness had left the building. Righteousness had left the neighborhood. Amen. And God moved with his justice, with his righteousness. That's what they deserved. When you read this in Genesis, while it's still legal to read those chapters. Amen. Trying to shut this book. Trying to shut it out of our lives. And if they can't shut out the book, they're going to rip out a few pages. Romans chapter 1. verse 18, 19, 20. They want to rip out that page. They want to rip out any kind of talk of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. What can you do? Amen. Thank God for His word. God's word is clear. Amen. When I read the Bible, it's like reading, it's as if God wrote the Bible yesterday. Amen. The sign of the times. That's what I'm trying to say. I know it's an old book and I know it goes way back. In the beginning was the word. I know that. But the way it was written, amen. And if I wake up tomorrow morning, Monday, it's just going to be like God wrote the Bible on Sunday, today. It just lines up. Amen. Praise God. It's as if God made a plan, and His plan is coming to pass, word by word. Amen. God said it, what I say shall come to pass. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you read the Word of God, like I said, if you think it's, amen, Jesus said, well, yeah, it was bad in His day. But He says, when I'm about to come, He said, just before, He said, that great day, the coming of the Lord shall take place. He said, so shall it be as it was in the days of. Then He started naming some events. Amen. So I thank God that this book is alive, and it's alive in me. Praise God. Now I know I asked you to clap after I asked you to put your hands up. So let's put our hands back up. Amen. I'm going to pray. Father in heaven, we're so thankful for a good day. It's a good day in the Lord. It's a good day to be, Lord, even if we're in the fiery furnace, by the description of our neighbors, not so far away. Amen. Lord, I thank God today, praise God, that all is well. Praise God. Now, I know not everyone has that testimony, not has that blessing. Father in heaven, Spirit of the living God, walk into that hospital room right now. Amen. Where Jim and Kathy are. Praise God. And touch my brother. Amen. Spirit of the living God, be upon him right now. Amen. By His stripes, my brother, be healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. I know there's all kinds of reports that come our way. Pick the good report that comes from God. Accept it and receive that into your life. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Pray for our dear sister Emma Grace. That fever is broken. Now is the time of recovery. Tonight is going to be a good night's sleep. In Jesus' name. Sister Melanie as well, a good night's sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. Eric as well. Amen. That anxiety and distress. Praise God. Amen. There's good things coming. There's good things in our life. Praise God. We have no, amen. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be thou afraid. Praise God. When storms begin to come our way, we can say like Jesus, very simple, three words, peace, be still. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I call it done. Hallelujah. There's another hospital room. Holy Ghost, amen. Spirit of the living God, visit Daniel right now. Amen. He needs the miracle of salvation in his life. And then by the stripes of Jesus Christ, praise God. Not only does he need a new heart to serve you, he needs a new heart to keep breathing. In Jesus' name, praise God. And give that to him, Father in heaven, praise God, as we call upon you in Jesus' name. Lord, anoint the message as it is about to come forth. Praise God. Give me, amen. I thank God for the authority that we have by the Spirit of the living God and the direction of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Bless the reading of the word. I thank God today, praise God, as we have come to serve the Lord, as we have come to give. Praise God, it's more blessed to give. And we have blessed you with our praise, with our honor, the glory which belongs to you. You are worthy of our praise. Praise God. But you also taught us that when you give, we shall receive. And Lord, I thank God, amen, as I ask, for give us this day our bread of life. Amen, our daily bread. I'm so thankful for that bread of life, which is your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us eat. Hallelujah. Let us eat. Praise God. Praise His holy name of the flesh of Jesus Christ. Let us drink of his blood. Let us be filled, praise God. Hallelujah. This is going to be a good week in the Lord. Hallelujah. The calendar changes, the seasons are changing, the time is going to change, but your word will not change, does not change, and I thank God we can stand upon that rock where the church of Jesus Christ has been built by himself, his truly, in Jesus' name, praise God, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm calling this done in Jesus' name, praise God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank God for the blessing. Anybody else, whatever their need is, come to their need. Father in heaven, praise God. If the blood needs to circulate, if the blood needs to flow, let it flow. In Jesus' name, praise God. If there's some organs not working or they've been dead for such a long time, I speak life into the body, praise God, of those in need right now. In Jesus Christ, praise God, healer. Praise God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, healer in Jesus' name. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't think I can get the Ramacheri family. There be peace and comfort. Praise God. And salvation for the ungodly. In Jesus' name, praise God. But touch our dear sister, praise God. Give her the rest that she needs and the comfort that she needs, Father in heaven. Praise God. Pray for the young people. Amen. The alarm clock rings in a few hours, and on the school bus where there's protection, protect them. In Jesus' name, inside the classroom, protect them. Not only from sickness and disease and accidents and whatever else, and protect them from the indoctrination that they're receiving. Praise God. Amen. Let them go to school for the ABCs and nothing else. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Trying to change what God made. Well, the devil is a liar and we come against his handiwork right now. In Jesus' name, praise God. Every spirit coming out of the pit of hell and doesn't want to go there, but there is your destination. They want to drag someone down with them, but in the name of Jesus right now, amen. Jesus came to make us free. The truth ye shall know. Sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. The truth ye shall know, and the truth shall make you free. I thank God today, praise God, that we can walk in this freedom. We can walk in this life which Jesus Christ has given us. He has made a way out in Jesus' name. So protect our young children. Praise God. Homeschooled or public school or private school. In Jesus' name, praise God. The devil is always there to sow his leaven, to sow his seed of destruction. But I thank God today we're going to be filled with the fullness of God, and there's no room for the devil. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for this place. Thank God for everyone listening. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for this technology. It's allowing us, amen, to go all the way into Africa, all the way into the east and into the west. Praise God in Jesus' name, where it will be a blessing to those that are listening in Jesus' name. Offerings which have come in this week. Praise God. I thank God for the blessing in Jesus' name. Praise God. I know it's not often that I pray, but let's pray. Father in heaven, thank God. Amen. For those dollars which have been received, they came in last night by e-transfer, the envelopes that are here. Praise God. I thank God for the blessing as I lift up. Amen. These are our tithes and our offerings, and multiplication begins right here. Praise God. Amen. And right here in this basket. In Jesus' name, praise God. As I lift it up to you, I thank God for those that serve you with gladness, for you love a cheerful giver. Amen. Those that serve you by faith, praise God. This is our work, so the works of our faith. And I thank God the blessing belongs, praise God, too. Those, amen, each and every one of us that have given this week, praise God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray, praise God. Thank God for your word as it is about to come forth, amen. I pray that it finds its way into good ground, in Jesus' name, praise God. Give me ears, give me good ground, and I'm ready to preach the word of God, amen, and amen, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your hands up for a moment or so, amen. Praise God, till you're all said and done. Praise God, hallelujah, till you're ready to sit down. Give God praise, and give God the glory. Hallelujah, thank God for the blessing. Praise God of the word of God. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what our sister is playing. Amen. Get your Bibles. Get ready to be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Clap your hands, all your land, unto the Lord. Praise God. Clap unto God. Praise God. I was glad. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. I don't know, Sister Pauline, I don't know if you can get me anywhere else, if you can get me now, but YouTube is working. Because I got a text, can't get you on YouTube, so figure it out on your end. Because we have YouTube working. Amen. So we're on all three platforms. So if Sister Pauline, we need you on YouTube. You're our YouTube scribe. Amen. Write down all those verses. Praise God. But everything's working on our end. So Father, pray technology doesn't fail. Amen. Because an hour ago she texted me. She said, Sister Pauline, she said Anna and Pastor Ron, the evangelist from Winnipeg, she says, we're praying for the meeting. So they prayed me up. Amen. They prayed this meeting on. Hallelujah. Now YouTube doesn't work for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever needs to take place, Spirit, go into that technology, make it work. So my sister will be blessed at this moment. She doesn't have to wait. Amen. But at this moment, she can be blessed and will be blessed. In Jesus' name, praise God, I pray. Amen. Praise God. I was glad. Amen. Sing it one more time. As we get ready, get your Bibles in your hands and be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, can you zoom in on Psalm 122? I know it's French, but just showing you where the verse is. Praise God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's one of the verses on our wall right there. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just sent the text back to my sister saying YouTube's working on our side. So let them figure out the technology. Let's get ready to get into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is the sword, praise God, of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. I mentioned a few minutes ago before I prayed, I said this is and we looked at this last week. Amen. The lowliness, the meekness, and the long-suffering. And we're going to add to that list this week how the body of Christ is to be treated on our behalf. And I mentioned this before I prayed. I'm not a threat to the body of Christ. I need to be a threat. I need to pose a threat to the devil. Amen. He doesn't like the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you bring me down just a wee little bit more? A wee little bit more. Thank you. He poses a threat to the church. And I thank God to be in church today. Praise God. Hallelujah. To be in the right place. Call it sanctuary. Call it refuge. Call it what you want. Amen. I am where the presence, amen, where the glory of the Lord is. That's another verse. That's on the back wall. Psalm 26, verse 8 in French. I think it's 7. It's not the same. It's 7 or 9 in English. But where the glory of the Lord is, that's where I am. Praise God. And I prayed for those of you who are listening in your kitchens or in your living room or in your automobiles, or maybe you're out for a walk or sitting around the campfire, if it's still that season, that the glory of the Lord be there. Praise God, the importance of the Word of God. And as I was saying, amen, and not only just saying, but praying for our young people. Amen. See, I've been told several times, especially going through COVID when I didn't want to shut these doors and stood here every Sunday. And thank God for those who stood with me. Amen. And, you know, and I've been told several times during that period and since then, and say, just forget about politics. Just preach the Word of God. And I can understand. I understand the reasoning behind that. I understand, you know, the logic and your desire behind that. But when politics wants to stop me from preaching, there's some things that I need to talk about. Amen. The how would you like to show up to your church and there's a padlock on the front door? Amen. And you didn't put the padlock, the city, the folks, bring me down just a little bit more. Amen. It's the city put the padlock on the door. This is what happened. Pastor Jeremy calls and he says, well, now I have it. Not only did they insist that he follows COVID restrictions, you know, leave some space and, you know, a meter around every person. That's, anyways, 2024, wake up, man. Get out of 4 years ago and wake up. But it's just the devil. I was going to call them Muslims, but we shouldn't. We just call it for what it is. It's the devil in Jesus' name. Though they are Muslims, but it's the devil in Jesus' name. I thank God that we can see through the wiles of the devil. This is what Pastor Jeremy said when he called me. Praise God. And I said, ah. He says, well, apparently we made too much noise in between noon and 3 o'clock because at Muslim sundown, that's their time period and they don't want other people praying. I said, there's got to be some way to pray somehow that you pray if you're disturbing the hospital in the back of the building or disturbing your neighbors. They got to be making some noise. Amen. But anyways, I asked fairly quickly, says, how much money do they want? Because it's all, the money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. So they anyways, for $600, the padlock came off like 10 minutes later. The mayor said, okay, down. We'll go in and take the padlock off and don't make noise during this period of time. This is politics. Amen. COVID restrictions and from noon to 3 o'clock, you can't make noise. And pastor says, I didn't know. Amen. We're reading verses where we're going to make noise continually, make noise forever. Amen. Well, in the city of Cotonou, don't make godly noise. Amen. I told him, I says, in between noon and 3 o'clock, do the Muslims ring their clocks, or their bells rather, in their clock towers? Are their bells ringing so people hit their knees and their carpets on the floor and whatever? Yes. And I says, well, I said, they can make their noise and we can't make our noise. But in Jesus' name, amen. God will make a way for us. So this is what they, like I said, when the devil hates the body of Christ, and when the devil is up to doing anything and everything to try to get the church to shut down, amen, padlocks on the door and pay a fine so you can get back to your meetings in your own premises. Amen. Can you imagine? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Brother decided to have meetings all week. They're having revival. They're having meetings every day and every night for a week. And the devil got mad, puts a padlock on the door. Oh, well, it's Monday. We won't disturb him. Yes, you will, because there's a meeting Monday night. There's a meeting Tuesday night. Amen. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Africa. Praise God. And where they am. Praise God. Because I'm talking about the things that are trying to stop the gospel. amen, trying to stop me, amen, from preaching the word of God. Amen. I'm so thankful that I can stand where I stand tonight and I have freedom and liberty to preach what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to be strapped down, or I don't want to be, you know, in bondage. Praise God. The word of God needs free course. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, he's praying. This is Jesus praying. Sanctify them by thy truth. Okay, what does that mean? Thy word is truth. Amen. This is how Jesus prayed for you and I. Praise God. I know some people aren't too concerned about sanctification, but if you skip that, if you skip the part of sanctification, you will not be used, you will not be meet, you will not be ready to be used by the Master. We need to be ready. That's what sanctification is, ready. If you're carrying sin, you're not ready. Amen. Let us lay aside the weight. If you still got your pockets full and your heart full and your mind full of whatever else, you're not ready to run. You're not ready to run the race. You're not ready to be used of God. Praise his holy name. This is what needs to be, amen, preached. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it needs to be preached with liberty. So I'm glad for where I stand in Jesus' name. Praise God, where no one will sit me down and shut me up. Praise God. They can try, but they won't. Praise God. Hallelujah. As of now, so I'm glad. Amen. You hear me sometimes. I may have remarks about our ungodly leadership. Sorry, that was just another remark. Of our ungodly leadership, but that's what it is. Amen. But I pray for them, and I'm still thankful. Thankful for Facebook. Amen. All the, I'm trying to think of a nice word, but I can't. All the garbage, there we go. All the garbage that's on Facebook and on YouTube, at least they allow us. There's a little corner somewhere where we can have, amen, our YouTube videos and our Facebook archives and such, play, amen, play life and play truth and play a blessing into the lives of those who are listening. There's not many, praise God, but I thank God, amen, that you are here listening today, praise God, and I welcome everyone into the presence, into the house of God here in Montreal, where we're live, if you're watching right now, we are live streaming, and it'll go into its replay mode, but this is Sunday, 5:30, almost 6 o'clock, whatever time here in Montreal, and we're live streaming. We got our Bibles in our hands, ready to be opened, praise God, ready to read. Praise God. Amen. We need to put ourselves in a position where we're not against God, or God's not against us. Amen. Oh, well, that's not possible. What? Is God like that? In Sunday school this morning, that's not what they said. Let's find out, amen, what God says, what the Bible says. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. Praise God. Someone was asking me about grace and the affluence of grace, and all there is grace and nothing else but grace. Yesterday where I was at under certain circumstances, and before we got to this passage, and I said, well, here, he says, what do you think? I says, well, I can think whatever I want to think, but what I think has nothing to do, amen, God's not really concerned with what I think, or what someone else thinks, or what somebody else makes out. Amen. God has already spoken his word, and if you don't think like God's word, you're not thinking right. Amen. So instead of telling you what I think, let's read what God thinks, what God has said. So I got my Bible. He's talking about grace, and I said, yeah, you hear a lot about grace, and once saved, always saved, and OSAS, and all this nonsense and stuff going on. He was agreeing. He goes, yes, pastor, And I said, let's read. So I opened up my Bible in Ephesians chapter 2, and I read verse 8. I said, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Yes, pastor. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Yes, pastor. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, pastor. I said, let's keep reading verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ooh. The yes, pastor, changed into a ooh. I said, here's a scripture that's not well rehearsed in a lot of churches. People expect just grace. I can sit around, do what I want, and come back to grace, and come back to grace, and come back to grace. Ooh. I said, but when you read verse 10, thank God for grace because we are saved by grace by faith through faith. Amen. So thank God for grace. But when grace gets a hold of you and you get a hold of grace and you end up in verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. You want to walk in grace? Praise his holy name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So then I said, let's keep reading. We're not done on that subject yet. So I open up my Bibles, and we read this verse last week in Romans chapter 8. So I began to read from, I need to read verse 4, but while we're at it, we may as well read Romans chapter 8, the first verse. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are where? In Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Are you reading with me? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, amen, has made me free from the law of sin and death. I said, I'm getting to verse 4, but let's read verse 3. Amen. For what the law could not do in that it was weak in the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin of the flesh. Now let's get to verse 4. Thank God for grace. Amen. So verse 4, when I read, I says that the righteousness of the law... Amen. Well, I forgot the other part of his question when he was talking to me about grace. He says, what do you do? Is it grace or is it law? Is it grace and law? Is it the law above grace? He brought law, and that's what triggered these verses. I wanted to get to verse 4 in Romans 8. So now that you have the full story, let's keep going. Amen. So the fourth verse, it said, for the righteousness, in Romans chapter 8, it said, this is going to tell us where the law comes in, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who's the us? Who walk not after the flesh, but who walk after the Spirit. Amen. For those who walk after the Spirit, after the flesh rather, they mind the things of the flesh. And those who walk after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. That's verse 5. Amen. So we read that. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Thank God for life. Praise God. And verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity with God. Don't put yourself in a position where God doesn't, he doesn't, I'm trying to use something nice, where God doesn't appreciate where you are. Amen. Read Romans 8, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Hallelujah. You're sitting there saying, you're not reading. These are good scriptures to know. Praise God by heart. Good chapter. Amen. So as I said, I lost my amen, pastor. I was getting some woo out of him. And I said, now let's flip the page to Romans chapter 6 in the first verse. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Woo. Amen. How shall we, verse 2, who are dead in sin, dead to sin, I got nothing to do with sin anymore. Goodbye sin, goodbye sickness, goodbye sorrow, goodbye world, goodbye darkness, goodbye sinking sand, goodbye the miry clay, goodbye the pit, goodbye the ditch, goodbye denomination, goodbye whatever wants to hold me down, because when the trumpet sounds, I'm on my way up. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a good hand. Praise his holy name at home. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How shall we, verse 2, Romans 6. Amen. How shall we who are dead, well, God forbid is the first part of verse 2. It answers verse 1. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to know your position. Because if go back, amen, as I was saying, and I mentioned this last week in Romans chapter 8, the 7th verse. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, verse 6. But verse 7, it says, because the carnal mind is enmity with God. Hallelujah. How do I get rid of my carnal mind? Amen. If you didn't hear my sister, she said, read your Bible. Every word is spirit. Every word is life. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know I'm not an ostrich with her head, whatever, stuck in the sand. I understand how we live. We have to go to work. We got to ride the bus. We got to drive our car. Amen. So we're living within this. We're in this world. Amen. Not so much of it, but we're in this world. And we got to show up on time and do what the boss wants to collect the paycheck. Doesn't matter who your boss is. And I don't know, I'm going to go back to Psalm chapter 1, the second verse, amen. Blessed is the person, amen, man or woman, blessed is the man who meditates on his law day and night. Amen. Praise God. And just enough to be spiritual. There's things that we have to, you know, remove out of our lives that are over... What's the word I should say? It's taken the time and it's interfering with your spiritual time, interfering with your godly time. That's a good word. Amen. It's overtaking. Amen. It's overtaking your Bible reading time. And we need to be careful, praise God. Amen. Jesus said there is one thing that is needful. Is that what you were quoting? Amen. Okay. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, he said, there's one thing needful. And thank God she said it. She knows the scripture. Praise God. Jesus said there is one thing needful. Amen. So if you're at home right now, sit there in front of me. Amen. The English folks in front of me, sit there and say, I need it. Amen. And I know that's why you're tuned in and logged on. I need it. Praise God. No matter where you're at, this is what I need. Amen. Jesus said there is one thing that is needful. Called it a good part. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Make the right choice today. Praise God. Amen. So if you missed the teaching last week, the preaching was feeding, amen, feeding our souls. So go back and listen to it. I mentioned that God is in the choosing business. God's going to choose. Praise God. Make his choice. We're called. Many are called. Amen. Few are chosen. Amen. Our brother and our sister were in the streets on White Avenue this afternoon. And I thank you so much for doing that. Amen. And others, anyone else out this week, they're handing out flyers or giving Bibles away. Thank you so much for the evangelization. Praise God. I already mentioned Pastor Jeremy has meetings every night this week. I think they're going for 10 days. So there's a few more days coming up this week. And in their prayer and their fasting, Pastor Michelle was in some village. I can't name the name. Some village, tough place to be because it's surrounded by devil worshipers and Muslims and Catholics. You know, they were surrounded by such. But amen, pray for those that are out there for doing what the Bible teaches us to do. Praise God. Get your Bibles. I'm going to lay some foundation in the first chapter of Timothy in verse 1. Remember what we read last week. This is part 2. I'm using for a subtitle that Jesus is our hope. And my text, I draw this, my subtitle from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and the first verse. Remember what we read last week in Ephesians chapter 4 and the second verse, where the characteristics that were given us, lowliness was 1, meekness was 2, and long-suffering was 3. In French, the long-suffering says patience. Amen. The long-suffering, if you're wondering what long-suffering is, well, it's patience. Amen. And God is a long-suffering God. Not forever suffering, but he's long-suffering. And thank God, by the grace of God, we are here today. Amen. So get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. We're going to read 1 Timothy chapter 1 in the first verse. As we continue, and I'll finish today, I have 4 passages of scripture to read once I lay this foundation. Paul, an apostle, 1 Timothy 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and then he names his name, amen, and our Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Hallelujah. I underlined Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. You can make this personal and sit there and say, my hope. Amen. Praise God. If your wife is sitting next to you, you can take her by the hand and say, our hope. Amen. Or wives, you can do that to your husband, or parents to your children, children to your parents. Amen. Say, our hope. Praise God. Who's our hope? Amen. The title is The Hope of Your Calling. I just want to make this clear. We're going to read, praise God, how we can get there. Let's go back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading in verse 17, and I'm going to read, for those of you, if you're posting verses in the comment section, I'm going to read to the 23rd verse. That the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'm reading verse 17, Ephesians chapter 1, the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, 1, and revelation, 2, in the knowledge of him. Who are we going to get to know? We're here today with our Bibles open so that we can be wise, not in our own eyes, wise, as we just finished reading here, in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. Amen. And try to keep in mind for the next few minutes the word knowledge, because we're going to see it in some other verses. And thank God, amen, for this, as we read, one, the wisdom, the understanding that we do have, we do receive, and the revelation. Praise God. This wisdom which comes from above. Amen. And I mentioned this afternoon, on the French side, I said, and you know what? We don't have to go too far to get that wisdom. It's right here. It's in your hands. Thank God it came from above. Saves you and I a trip. Amen. I don't have to go up to get it. It's already in my hands. Hallelujah. Amen. I know some people don't agree with that. They say, well, you never understand. I can understand because I have the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. He leads me, he guides me, and he teaches me. This is what he came for. Praise God. Amen. Jesus did the ascending and the descending, or changed the order, the descending and the ascending. Amen. I'm still stuck here in my mortality, if you would. The injustice of this land that we are surrounded by. Amen. Knowing that this is the gospel, and knowing that the gospel is good news, I don't have to turn on and look for a channel to find good news, because if it's Biden, or if it's Trump, or if it's Trudeau, or if it's Poilievre, and what's the other guy's name? Green guy? No, Trudeau, Poilievre, and the green, the NDP. What's his? Satan? Singh? I don't know. Whatever. Anyways. Doesn't matter who's, it's never good. It doesn't seem to be good news. They offer a temporary, thanks anyways, brother. They offer a temporary solution, but I don't want something, or I don't need something that's temporary. I want something that is going to be everlasting. And this is what I have in my hands. Say what you want today, it's going to be gone tomorrow. Amen. The apostles were walking by, or the disciples at that time, they were walking by the synagogue. Oh, Jesus, look at the architecture. Look at the stones and the bricks and how they're laid and the workmanship and the quality, and they can admire, amen, the synagogue. Solomon built it and it was destroyed. They built it again, it was destroyed. They're trying to build it up again, amen, because Jesus said, he says, whatever. He says, that's going to be destroyed. That's going to fall apart brick upon brick, and that's exactly what happened a few years after Jesus brought that prophecy into existence. He said it, it came to pass. He spoke it, we shall certainly see it come to pass. Amen. This is the word of God. So I thank God today I'm not looking for a temporary solution. I'm looking for something that is permanent. I need something. I'm laying up, amen, so that I can collect the rewards or collect the dividends of eternal life. Praise God. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. I want to lay up, praise God, where I can reap the benefits, if you would. I can reap the dividends which God has for us, stored for us in all of his eternity. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise God. Someone say in glory. Amen. This is not coming out of Fort Knox. This is not coming out of the bank down the street. This is not coming out of my savings account. This is laid up in heaven in glory. Praise God. And I thank God. Amen. I'll be able to withdraw. It doesn't matter what government is in power. It doesn't matter who's saying what. Amen. I'll be able to go to God and receive and be able to go to God and withdraw all my needs. Praise God. Let's give him a good hand at home. Do the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get to know God. Amen. Get to know God. Open up the Bible and you'll get to know God as he is. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. You're blessed. The prophecy in the Old Testament, prophet said, you're blessed because you have eyes to see. And Jesus confirmed that prophecy by repeating that passage of scripture in the New Testament. So verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Amen. Now the problem is not everyone believes, but thank God for those who do believe. Praise God. Amen. See, some people will read what we just read and they'll sit there and say, I got some trouble with some of those things. After all, society has changed and life has changed and all this has changed. Well, God has not changed. Amen. His word has not changed. Praise God. Amen. And sometimes in my finite mind, if I don't quite see it the way I want to see it or I'll just accept it and receive it for what it is, as it is. Hallelujah. God's faithful to his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's faithful to his promise. We just have to put ourselves in a position where we're not opposing God. We're not up against God's will. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Like I was saying a few minutes ago, it's as if God wrote the Bible yesterday. Because when you see what God speaks and what God says, and then you see his will as it comes to pass on this earth, as it comes to pass in the heavens. Someone say amen. Amen. And God set this in motion. And I thank God. I mean, today we're living in exciting times. We can see the word of God being fulfilled. Amen. Almost on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. And it doesn't matter who's in power. Amen. Joe Biden was in power for 3.5 years and then he disappeared. I don't know where he went, but amen. Whatever he was getting on with, amen. If somebody believed in the word of God, rather than believe Biden, believe God. And see how that changes your life. Oh, yeah, but Biden said, I don't care what Biden said, God said. I don't care what Justin Trudeau says, God said. And what God said, he said it before these gentlemen showed up. I'm trying to be polite. Amen. Pray for them. Praise God. Verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. Well, how do I know this works? Because he worked it in Jesus Christ. This is what we're reading. Amen. In French, it was interesting how I wrote it. It says he deployed, amen, that word, which can be literally translated. He deployed it in Christ. Amen. Son, you need some power. Here it is. Amen. Son, they nailed you to a piece of wood. Here's some power to get yourself off that wood. Amen. Oh, now they're putting you in the grave. Here's power that you need to get out of the grave. Can someone say thank you, Jesus? Here's power that you're going to need to go into the depths of this earth and strip the devil of the keys. Amen. Where he locked, amen, folks in captivity. But Jesus came to set the captive free, and he set them free, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In English, it's an old word. It says he wrought, which is an old King James Bible word for he worked. Amen. This is what he worked in his son, Jesus Christ. Praise God. On the French side, it says he deployed it. Amen. That means he took it, he put it to work, and we can see the results. Hallelujah. Those results, they live in me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In God's Son. Praise God. Amen. Again, people have trouble with this. I mean, they go, my Muslim friends, they go, we believe in Jesus Christ. I don't know what Jesus you believe in. Because you believe, he was born. Not so sure, sure Mary was a good woman, but the virgin birth, I don't know. That part's wishy-washy. He was a good man and did some good things. We believe in his healings and his miracles, but they don't believe that he died and rose again. See, in order to have a Savior, you need death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. With anybody else, you got death and you got burial. Amen. Well, I believe in Muhammad. Well, you got 2 out of 3. But the resurrection part, the third part, the resurrection part, since we're talking about hope, that resurrection part, I want that in me. Being dead and being buried, Paul said you're going to be like men and women, most miserable if that's all you got. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got resurrection. Jesus proved this, amen. Before he went into the grave, he says, I am the resurrection. He didn't find himself in the grave saying, uh-oh, too late. Amen. Don't make it too late right now for you listening to me. Don't sit there and say and die and go, well, now what? Well, I'll tell you now what. After you die is the judgment. That's what's going to happen. Now, before you die, you need to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that person shall be saved. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Amen. So if you believe in a Jesus that was a good man, that was born of a good woman and did some good works and that was it, you're believing in some other Jesus is not my Jesus Christ. Amen. They believe in a Jesus that would be grandmaster of the gay parade. Not my Jesus. Amen. Not the Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed be his holy name. Like I said, they're trying to block these passages out of the Word of God because it's truth. It's truth that set people free. Amen. And when you can keep the truth away from a person, from people, then they're still found in bondage. But thank God when Jesus Christ came to make his feast of the truth, ye shall know. And I thank God once you know the true truth is followed with freedom. Praise God. I didn't know that before, but now I know it. And it feels good on the inside. Praise God. It makes me walk in a liberty which comes with the Spirit of the living God. God in me. Hallelujah. Someone say truth. Praise God. In me. To know the word of God as it is written. Amen. A man came to me once and he was acting like a woman because that was his preference. And he said, you're wrong in your teaching. He said, God didn't take out Sodom and Gomorrah because they were homosexuals. Oh, okay. He says, God took them out because of their pride. He says, you need to read your Bible. I said, their pride. You're sure about this? Their pride. Yes, he said, their pride. Okay? What do you call your parades? Gay pride parade. So God's going to take you out anyways. Oh, he didn't see that one coming. Amen? You need to be careful. There's more than one verse in this book. Amen. I know what it says in Ezekiel. I know the passage he was referring to. But I also know what they call themselves walking down the street with no clothes on their back and proud to do it. Gay pride. I said, change the name of your parade then. Because you're full of pride and God's going to take you out. One reason or the other, there's a whole lot of reasons why God will take you out. Because you're a carnal mind. You're enmity with God. Amen. Poor gentleman didn't see that coming. Twice. This has happened to me twice. People have come up with that same narrative. I don't know if that's what they're teaching in gay and lesbian school, but or LGBT school or whatever. What they're teaching. Amen. I said this last week. What they're teaching 4, 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. The type of anatomy that they're teaching them in the schools, and you can't talk about Noah, and you can't talk about Moses, and you can't talk about Jesus Christ. Now the church begins to wake up. What are we going to do? It's probably too late. Because we've allowed the minority to take over what the majority is. So now we're not just standing and defending the truth. We seem to be coming from behind. Amen. That's the situation that the church, so-called modern Western civilized church, has institute religious institutions. That's where it has brought us. Amen. The legislation has already been passed. The laws and regulations have already been signed and have already been tabled. When the church should have made their stand before, and it wouldn't have gone, it wouldn't be where it would be today. Amen? But it takes somebody, amen, with some backbone to stand in the gap and let the world know, amen, who Jesus is and why Jesus came. And at the same time, amen, Jesus didn't talk about himself. He talked about his Father, but he also talked about the devil. And he said, he has come to kill, to rob, to kill, and to destroy. But he says, I have come to give you life. Are you glad Jesus came? Amen. Because there was a time when you read the other chapter in Ephesians 2, when you read where there was a time when we walked without Christ, without hope in this world. This is what we read last week. But thank God I'm not walking hopeless. I'm not walking Christless. I'm not walking godless in this world because this is what we read. Praise God. But there is something that is in me that just didn't come for a visit, but he's here to stay. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said, I will come and make my abode in you. I thank God Jesus is not a visitor. Amen. And he'll leave after a weekend or leave after, you know, he feels like going somewhere. Jesus in me is a full-time resident. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if you wander off into a club, well, you're going to wander off into a club all by yourself. Jesus will take his leave. But if you stay on that way which leadeth unto life, have my steps ordered of the Lord, which means ordained of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Jesus is a full-time resident, and there's no room for the devil. Where Jesus is, there is light, and there is no longer any darkness. Can someone say, thank you, Jesus, for coming my way? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where did we leave off? I think we're somewhere in 19, right? And what is the exceeding greatness, if you're just joining in, Ephesians 1, 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought, which he worked. This is the working. How do I know it works? Because he worked it in Jesus Christ. This is what verse 20 says. When did he work it? When he raised them up from the dead and set them at his own right hand in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Where? Far above all. Someone say all, and we're going to say amen. Now, the French, they made it really clear. It said all principality, all power, all might, all dominate, all dominions or all dominions. In English, they only used the all once. I liked it in French. How many times did we say tout in French? T-O-U-T-E and tout. It was like 6 or 7, I think, was in there. Amen. We were in French, we got certified. It's all. Someone say all. Amen. If you have the Louis Segal there saying, yeah, it's all power, not just some of it. Amen. It's all principalities, not just one of them or two of them. Praise God. Allow me to read it a little bit with some French influence. Verse 20, my sister says, yes. I'm going to read it in English, though. But we're going to add the far above what? All principalities, someone say all. Far above all power, somebody say all. Amen. It's all might. Amen. All dominion. Amen. And every name, all the names. Amen. Doesn't matter if it's Mohammed or Buddha or Dalai Lama or president or whatever. All the names, because there is only one name. Amen. Not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come. And he has put all things, someone say all things, praise God, under his feet. Now, if this doesn't give you hope, you're saying, what's this got to do with the hope of your calling? This is hope. This is hope in all of its glory, in all of its fullness, in all of its, amen. This is the, thank God. Amen. This is the epitome of hope. Praise God. When nothing else matters, nothing else counts, it doesn't matter what's taking place. Praise God, God has taken care of all. Someone say all. And that hope is what is in me today. His name is Jesus Christ. Our hope is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Like I said, enough with these temporary solutions. Amen. Because when man comes up with these ideas, it doesn't make much sense. Amen. Doesn't make these are your own leaders. How can a woman stand up as vice president and say, we sent $1 billion to this country where there's war torn and whatever, and we're going to send you Americans. You voted for me. You're paying your taxes. Here's $750 because the winds wiped out your house. And oh, don't forget to pay that back eventually. That doesn't make sense. Temporary solutions. And they feel good about themselves. And that's just an example, I'm sorry. If you're in the Carolinas, we're praying for you. And Tennessee, where the storms hit, we're praying for you. And Georgia, praying. This is not, as I said, I know we got to get through this world. We're pilgrims, we're strangers. But we have, and you can read this in the book of Hebrews, there is a better place. You know, I'm looking for a permanent solution. I'm tired, amen, of seeing things repeated, trying to fix up the same mistakes that are being made over and over again. Amen. I want to live in verse 21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come. And God hath put all things under his feet. Whose feet? And has given him, who's the him? To be the head over all things to the church. I brought this up last week. Amen. The head of the church is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that. That we have leadership. Praise God. His name is? Jesus. Amen. What's the church? It's his body. Amen. The fullness of him that filleth. And there's a couple more alls. All in all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus Christ came to do a work for you and I. Amen. This is why I have hope today. And I want this hope to be where it should be, and that's in you. Turn, if you would, to Colossians. Hallelujah. I was just going to call upon the name of my lovely wife, Lori, and say, can you take care of my water for me? Praise God. Hallelujah. You've said that so many times. She says, I can read your mind, you know that. I'll be sitting there halfway out of this world, in between some worlds. She goes, you're hungry, I'm making food. And I go, yeah, I am hungry. I've been hungry for a few minutes. She goes, I can read your mind. Amen. I'm blessed. 39 years, praise God, in a couple of months. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone say, in me. Amen. Verse 5, Colossians chapter 1. For the hope, we're talking about hope. Amen. For the hope which is laid up for you. Amen. Thank you, my sister. I'm going to say it again. For the hope which is laid up for you. If you didn't hear what my sister said, she said, for me. Some at home say, this is for me. I want it. Amen. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, verse 6, praise God, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you. Where is it? Amen. So this is interesting when you read this. Verse 5. When you read, for the hope which is laid up for you, verse 6, it says, unto you, and then it says, in you. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how you look at it, you're involved. Someone say, thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And it has come unto me. Praise God. It has come for me. For you. Amen. Praise God. And it's also in me, in you. Amen. This is a good part. Praise God. Hope comes when you read verse 6, amen, which has come unto you. Now let's go back to verse 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew. Remember what we read, the first verse we read in Ephesians, read verse 17? It said that the wisdom, that we have the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. What are we finding out? What do we know? Even when you read the word of God. It says hope, amen, the hope which comes from the gospel. And listen to what it says here. It says, which ye have heard and knew. Now, what comes before the know part, the new part, K-N-E-W? The heard part, the hearing part. That's why, amen, I thank God for every one of you listening. Every one of you that are online right now, whether it's the live stream or, and thank God, amen, for the church in Rimby, everyone's there. Praise God. I trust Jaden is still in amongst, amen, the saints. I'm praying for you, sister. We spoke this week. Praise God. And we're still praying for you. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. You're not alone. Amen. Thank God for that blessing. Praise God. And everyone, so as I said, you're listening to the live stream or you're listening to the replayer in repeat mode. That's the hearing part. You're listening. You're hearing. God is allowing, amen, to me or this vessel to be used so that his word can flow through me. I'm going to use a biblical word. This word, I can speak it. Amen. His word can flow through me and that your ears are opened so that you can receive what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We got to hear. Paul said in Romans 10, how shall they hear? Anyone know the answer? How shall they hear? Unless a preacher is sent. You need a preacher. Amen. I've had people tell me, even people in my own family go, I don't need you, preacher. Well, then you're not going to hear. Amen. what God is, what the, you know, what the angel is speaking to the church, what the Spirit of the Lord rather is speaking to the church. Amen. Because you've abandoned the church, you've abandoned the preacher, you've abandoned the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Told a member of my family, he says, I haven't been there for 4 years and I haven't missed nothing. I said, now you're lying to yourself. Because I said, every single person that's been sitting in front of my face for the past 4 years, they are so far way ahead of you. Because God has been speaking to them every Sunday, every time these doors are open, thus saith the Lord comes forth. And you sitting at your home, the devil is robbing you of what God has to say to the church, of what God has to say and God has to deliver to the body of Christ. This is his body. He has given us this place to take care, amen, for the goodness of our, for the good of our souls, for the good of the saving of our souls. And you need to be where God wants you to be, praise God. You got to hear it. Before you know it. Amen. He says, God tells me things that God doesn't tell you. I said, really? I said, my Bible says that there's no private interpretation of the Word of God. Amen. God doesn't have a word for somebody and no word for somebody else. Amen. God has equal opportunity. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you're up to. It doesn't matter if you're L, if you're G, if you're B, if you're T, if you're H, if you're whatever it is. Amen. You have an equal opportunity right now to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God is not keeping this to himself, for God so loved the world. Amen. Is what the Bible teaches me. Praise God. His love is there that whosoever believeth, although I know the whole world doesn't believe, but whosoever doth believe. If there's a believer somewhere, God is working with that person. God is changing that heart. God is changing that mind. God is changing that soul and getting that soul ready for an eternity in the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's the God I serve. Give him a good hand. That's what I need to hear. Amen. Praise God. So we got this straight, the hearing part before the knowing part. Amen. When I was in school, sitting there minding my own business and not paying attention, then comes exam time. There I'm sitting saying, oh, I don't know the answer. Why don't I know the answer? Because I didn't hear the teaching. I was off in my own world. And then the results would show for it. I'd sit there and go, is it A, is it B, is it C, is it D? Or is it E, none of the above? Let's hope it's C. And I'd circle C. And when you get the test back, it wasn't very well C. It was something else. Should I have been listening? Then I got to carry my report card home and say, here's the result of the past 2 months. Show it to my parents. Because I didn't hear what the teacher had to say. I was thinking somewhere else. My mind was somewhere else is what I was thinking on somewhere else. Praise God. Young people still in school, as I pray for you every broadcast, the prayer that counts, not that story. Don't, amen. Learn from Lincoln, amen. You get good marks, good results when you hear. Because when you hear, you say it, you know. I heard it. I know it. Amen. In you, since the day ye heard of it, and know the grace of God in truth. Praise God. Amen. Someone say in truth. Turn the page over into Colossians chapter 3. Praise God. Someone say in me. Truth in me. Hallelujah. I'm going to read one verse in the first chapter of Colossians 15. Colossians 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Hallelujah. We're talking about the hope of your calling. Amen. What are the three characteristics that we read last week? I don't know what else to call them, three habits or the way we treat. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. Amen. Meekness, lowliness, long-suffering. I'm going to add to this list very shortly, but I just want you... I'm going to lay foundation before we get to the last passage, and I'm going to pray in 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Amen. What, I don't know if I should say who or what, but who, what, what's in control? After reading this verse, who's ruling? I can say what, which is peace. I can say who, Jesus Christ, because he is our peace in Ephesians 2. So the what to the who, I want you to see this. I want you to grab a hold of this. Amen. That there is something that's in control inside of me. Amen. If I allow it. Amen. If any of you are listening and you're distressed or you're anxious or you're nervous or whatever, let peace rule. Amen. If you have to take a deep breath, just breathe it in and then let it all out and say, everything's calm. Peace, be still. Hallelujah. Let peace rule. Let peace be in charge. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, if I'm reading it sideways, correct me, send me a text or whatever. What are you doing? Colossians 3, verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. Amen. Who's ruling? Who's calling the shots? I have peace. And I can understand some things come at us, storms. We lose family members, loved ones, not just family members, loved ones. Amen. All of a sudden, we're without a job. Or all of a sudden, you're in school walking down the hallways by yourself. It is peace that rules. Amen. I'm not concerned. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Because if we step out, I mean, right now we're sitting in the sanctuary, and those of you who are at home, I trust your living rooms and your kitchens, wherever you are, even if it's your automobile, you're in your sanctuary, you've made it it's your refuge for a few moments. The only thing that counts is the preaching, the teaching of the Word of God. But as soon as you step out of that, I'll call it that zone, if you would, out of that area, into the turmoil which is in this world, I need peace. I need this hope. Amen. Dealing with the body of Christ. Like I said, I don't want to pose a threat to the body of Christ. And neither should any of us. Well, Jesus, how many times do you want me to forgive my brother? We looked at this last week, was 490. Remember the answer? 70 times 7. Well, what happens if my brother does it tomorrow? He did it 20 times today. Is tomorrow number 21? No. At midnight, when the clock strikes midnight, the count starts all over again. He says, you're going to do that 70 times 7. And you're going to do that every day. Can you imagine? But you know what? The disciples had the good answer, or had a good answer. They said, Lord, increase our faith. Amen. Well, you should hear what my brother said. Lord, increase my faith. Amen. I ought to tell you what sister's doing. Lord, increase my faith. Amen. We have all kinds of, like I said, there could be all kinds of issues, and I know there's issues. But I thank God today, that's not what's going to take over my peace. That's not what's going to relieve me of my hope. Rob me is what Jesus said. Amen. Then to be destroyed. Let peace rule. Someone say rule. Hallelujah. Amen. The French was the same thing. The French used the word reign, R-E-I-G-N. Let it reign. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 John chapter 3, I'm going to read two verses. Someone say, in you, the hope of your calling. We're going to look at our calling. So far, we've looked at meekness. Seen that as part of our calling, meekness, lowliness. How long do I got to keep that up? Patience, long-suffering, praise God. Amen. Third chapter, 1 John, behold what manner of love hath God, hath the Lord bestowed upon us, even that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because the world doesn't know him. Amen. I want to read, because the world knew him not. Amen. Because they haven't heard yet. They don't know because they haven't heard. Amen. And how shall they hear? We need preachers. Amen, Brother Kwesi, listening? Praise God. And Sister Kayla, you're all out in the street preaching so that the world can get to know him. Hallelujah. Amen. God forbid that someone stand before God. Even that's why our trailer in French and in English. Praise God. And we're almost done. Next week, next week we're going to have the, I don't know what you want to call it, because it's not short. It's like over 20 minutes long that Sister Lori has been working on with the help of those who were on the road, Sister Wendy, taking pictures and records. They have record of all the names of received Bibles. We're working on that prayer list, but next week we'll have a video ready for you to look at the east and the west and the north and south of the work. Amen. Earlier when I prayed for the offering, amen, I take the bucket up and the devil says, don't show them all that envelopes and all that money. Because people say, what do you do with all that money? That's what we do. Amen. 1,400 Bibles have been given away, roughly. That's in this country. In Africa, I don't know how many Bibles, the funds that were sent that they can buy Bibles. Amen. 200-300 Bibles at least. And the pamphlets and such, that's what we do. Amen. We spend it. We don't store it. We're not the Vatican. We don't throw the gold in the basement. We use it. We convert gold into souls. Amen. We convert the dollars into souls. Amen. Because read with me. Amen. Behold, what manner of love hath the Father, amen, has God bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. That took love. Some people say, I go to church. Good for you. God so loved this world that he gave his son. His son, when he died a death, the Bible says, on the cross. The second verse is, beloved, now are we the sons of God? And I close with this. I'm going to pray in about 2 minutes. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Hallelujah. Verse 2, 1 John 3, verse 2. But we know. After today, we all know. Amen. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Talking about hope. For we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him. Someone say, in me. Unto you, for you, in you. Amen. I'm reading verse 3. Purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Amen. There's some more calling. Last verse in Matthew chapter 5, be ye therefore as your Father in heaven is. Some people don't like that word, but there it is. There it's written, perfect. Amen. To purify, perfect means the Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing that wants. Amen. There's nothing missing. I am complete. I am filled with the fullness of God. Amen. That's what perfect is. Amen. There's no room for anything else. God is taking care of everything from A to Z, from 1 to 100. Amen. From the beginning to the end, the Alpha and the Omega, He that was, He that is, and He that will always be. Everything, praise God. Hallelujah. That's the hope that I have. Praise God. When it comes to the body of Christ, it's not only the lowliness and the meekness, and those are two characteristics that was given as a description to Jesus. Amen. When you read the Gospels, praise God, He was meek and lowly. And I thank God, amen, today, praise God, and we got to do it with long-suffering, with patience. We got to do this day after day, 7 times, 70 times a day. Amen, as Jesus taught us. But at the same time, amen, if you have this hope, I told you, amen, I went on for an hour saying, oh, this is good news. The hope is in me. Oh, I feel good because the hope is in me. Now, he that hath this hope himself in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Amen. I don't want to lose any amens at the close of this teaching. Praise God. Thank God for His word. Let's stand. I'm going to pray. Amen. Saying, well, is that possible? Yes, it is. And I'm going to pray so that it becomes a possibility in your life. Praise God. For those of you listening, praise God with the intent, hallelujah, to not just be a listener, but to be a doer. Amen. Put your hands up. Father in heaven, thank God I heard. Thank God I know. Thank God I'm a doer. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the working that you wrought in your Son Jesus Christ when He was raised from the dead. And I thank God today that, well, we heard about it and we know about it, and now we're going to work. Praise God. We're going to work it out in our salvation, which you have given us, which cost you dearly. But I thank God today, praise God, there's still room. Hallelujah, for another soul. If you're longing, amen, for this life, if you're longing to have this hope in you, that hope is Jesus Christ. There's still room. There's still time if you're still breathing. I don't care if you're lying on your sick bed, if the doctors gave up on you. If you're still breathing, God won't give up on you if you call upon the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, praise God. Father in heaven, make a way for those listening today. I trust that the reading of the word encouraged them to endure unto the end. I trust the reading of the word encouraged them to work out their own salvation with fear and with trembling. Hallelujah. To lay aside the weight and to lay aside the sin which doth easily beset them or beset this nation, Lord. Thank God for righteousness, which exalts this nation. In Jesus' name, praise God. Lord, I thank God, amen, for the blessings which we do have. Amen. We're daily loaded with them. Amen. We shall not forget. And I bless you, Lord, Father in heaven. Praise God for your bountifulness. Amen. Praise God for your goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, that came and did a work on Calvary, that did a work on the cross for us today. And Lord, I thank God. Amen. I pray this blessing in the lives of every single person listening to me, even the youngest brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everybody else in between. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank God. Amen. For those that were here today on the French side, those that received them in two Bibles on White Avenue, Lord, I thank God that they're getting, they're allowing their lives to get into the depth, into the height, into the width, into the length, praise God, of your goodness, and the infinite resources which come from heaven, which come from above, Lord. I thank God today that we are walking in the blessings, praise God. We're not walking behind, or we're not walking as a tail. We're walking as the head, always the head, praise God. We're walking blessed, going in, blessed coming out. We're blessed in our household. We're blessed in the field. Amen. Our storehouse. House is blessed, our reserve is blessed, our basket is blessed, Lord. Wherever we turn, it's blessed. The windows of heaven are open unto us. Amen. See that I will pour out a blessing. Amen. Where there shall not be room enough to receive, Lord, I thank God we're blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed with the word of God. Lord, I pray, amen. Some of us, our flesh doesn't feel blessed. Well, I curse, amen, the cursing in Jesus' name. We trade, amen, the cursing for the blessing, praise God. As we call upon you to live, I command life. Hallelujah. Where life needs to be, where life needs to reign, where life needs to rule, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. No more death. No more sorrow. Life in Jesus' name. Praise God. Eternal life for somebody's calling upon God, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's yours now for the asking. That's all you have to say. God, be merciful. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank God for the preaching of the word. Thank God for what we heard. And I thank God for what we know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Too quiet. Too quiet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I heard something today. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I heard some good news today. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to pray for Emma Grace again. That fever, what a lying devil. In Jesus' name, the fever broke this morning or yesterday. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. Brother, when you go home, lay your hands on you. You got oil at home? Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah, we will have some. We get some oil. Get some oil because we should have some oil ready. Praise God. The Bible says to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In Jesus' name. Right now, praise God. Even if it gets home in an hour, the fever breaks now in Jesus' name. Spirit of the living God, go to work on my young sister. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke whatever manner of disease or sickness. I don't care what name they put on it. It doesn't come from God. And we rebuke that right now. We resist it to see it flee off her body in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for this oil, which I carried under the anointing and preach. Praise God. It is anointed in Jesus' name. As I put it in my hands and my brother, praise God, and my sister shall be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. I thank God, amen, for the blessing which belongs to that household, the blessing which belongs to that family, the blessing, amen, the healing, the deliverance which belongs to our sister who's full of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Listening to the preaching of the word of God today. Amen. She is blessed right now. Amen. My sister Emma Grace, be made whole in Jesus' name of Nazareth. I call it done. Be healed. In Jesus' name, praise God. Let's give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. I will never cease to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Clap unto the Lord. Clap your hands. Amen. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you're up on your feet at home, rejoice and serve God. Whatever we prayed for, I call it done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we did it twice. Again? Praying again. Lori says, pray for Jim again. Do it again. Father in heaven, amen. Does Wendy have oil? Does she have oil? Let's hope Wendy has some oil. If not, they should sell oil in the gift shop in the hospitals. Anyways, oil or no oil, anoint the hands of our dear sister Wendy as she lays them on her brother. That anointing is going to flow through her, from her, in her, within her, into Jim's life right now, in Jesus' name. Doctor's report is dire, but I thank God we have a good report by the stripes of Jesus Christ. My brother Jim, ye are healed, in Jesus' name, praise God. I come against the doubt, and then being nervous, in Jesus' name, if there's any unbelief, It's all replaced by faith. Faith which cometh by hearing. And what we just heard is that Jesus Christ is the healer, the Savior, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Praise God. My brother, in Jesus' name, be made whole. Whatever needs to be renewed in his body takes place right now in Jesus' name. Receive it, accept it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, calling it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Work with the hope. Last week and this week, and I don't know where we're going to read next week, but amen. Work with the hope of the Word of God. It's in you. All you have to do is just work with it. Believe God. Amen. If you didn't know about it, well, now you heard about it. Now you know about it. Praise God. Let it go. Allow it to go to work in you. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the kind of week we're going to have in God, in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I love every one of you. Time listening. Thank you for allowing me to into your homes or into your houses, allowing me to pastor, minister to you the Word of God. Amen. The truth which we have received today through the Holy Ghost. I appreciate that. That blesses me, and I appreciate that very much. Praise God. Amen. The time that you spent, we received what is needful. I needed it. You needed it. We all needed it, and we all got it. Thank God for what we received today from heaven. Praise God. You're listening to That's the Truth. My name is Lincoln. I love you. Praise God. Let's not forget the work of our calling. Until next time, amen. Understand and know, praise God, we're blessed. Be glad for what you heard. Be glad for what you know. Be glad for what you can put to work. Praise God. Thank you very much, my brothers and sisters, for listening today. I appreciate it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Let's give God, praise God, a good hand. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Clap unto the Lord, all ye land. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, our hope. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.